You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know if I want to talk about football today. That was kind of rough. We got the Redskin coach being fired. I guess Black Monday is when NFL coaches aren't really, they're kind of behind the eight ball when it comes to their jobs. Poor Cowboys. Cowboys gave us a phenomenal season. What the hell happened with the clock? That's what I want to know. What from 40 down to 25? And there was a, you know what, I don't even want to go. I don't want to go there. That was kind of a rough day for us. But great job, Cowboys. Now they're all kind of getting excited, right? You know, coming into January and the new year, we got a lot to talk about, okay? Not only football, but we're going to talk about how, I don't know if this is an exciting story at all, but there's some pretty nasty bugs that are just sitting on your kids' toys. Now that everybody opened up their Christmas presents and they, stuck them all in their mouth and they sneezed on them and they coughed on them, etc. We're finding that like strep pneumonia and strep pyogenes are actually sitting on these inanimate objects a lot longer than we thought. I also want to talk to you guys about hepatitis and the same thing. Swine flu has now been found in 10 states. Our flu shot is supposed to protect us from swine flu, but we are having a swine flu outbreak, H1N1. We need to talk about that. We're going to talk about how many electronics now are on the endangered species list, as we've talked about how smartphones have taken over and do everything for us. The Newtown Massacre, Adam Lanza's psychiatrist, very interesting information coming out on him we're going to talk about as well. So as you can see, we've got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They're also giving everybody a warning that people are stealing your prescription medication when they're over for the holiday parties. So for those of you with your New Year's parties and celebrations, etc., you may want to check to make sure nobody stole them over Christmas, because that's some pretty scary stuff. Many of you are, really kind of enjoying this whole holiday time. I mean, what's kind of nice is, we got the holidays in the middle of the week, and as much as many of us complained about that because we thought we would be able to, take 3-day weekends, 4-day weekends off, it's kind of cool to have the holiday smack in the middle of the week because then the week seems shorter. So a lot of us are probably going to go see a movie. I still haven't seen The Hobbit. I did see Anchorman already. That's good. But this is kind of interesting. We have the list of the most, I guess, the highest grossing films. And even though I'm a doctor, I love movies. So I don't care. I don't, I'm going to talk about movies on the show. I'm going to talk about whatever I want. But kudos go to Iron Man. Iron Man topped the list, taking in more than $1 billion globally at the box office. Over $1 million, Iron Man 3. I mean, it was a good movie. I don't think it was that good. I mean, Viggo Mortensen wasn't in it, but still, all right? Then Despicable Me 2, which I still haven't seen, came in at $918 million. Fast and Furious 6 at $788 million. Hunger Games Catching Fire, which I loved, $771 million. Monsters University. I guess that was the Monsters, Inc. I didn't see that one. See, my kids are older now, so they, we saw all the early ones, but that's the problem. You have these sequels, and most of the kids have, but anyway, they still did well. $743 million. Man of Steel, the Superman movie, came out at $662 million. Gravity, then Thor, The Dark World. I still haven't seen the Thor movie. I really need to get back together. The Croods, World War Z, Oz, The Great and Powerful. The Star Trek movie did well at $465 million. The Hobbit, which I haven't even seen yet, so don't forget to put my $40 into this when I take the family. Matinee, of course. 400, and saying the kids are under age 12, 400, and making my husband do the senior pass, $426 million. Then came Wolverine, Pacific Rim, G.I. Joe, Frozen, Now You See Me, Hangover Part 3, and, you know, slimping in at number 20, The Great Gatsby at $348 million. I haven't seen that, but I want to. So, well done, but boy, that's what you got to do. Are we all in the wrong business, really? I mean, look at this. You make a movie. And I understand the money has to be split up among a few people, but $1.2 billion for Iron Man 3? Wow. People like movies. They really, really dig that. You know, what's interesting, I was watching a biopic on Steve Jobs. One of my kids, he decided that instead of being a doctor, he wants to be a CEO of Blizzard or a CEO of Microsoft or that. And I mean, all the power to him. You know, I told him you got to be realistic here, but, you know, good for you. Dream whatever you want to dream and, you know, you'll make it one day. So do, you know, but, you know, he was watching the biopic on Steve Jobs. And, you know, when you take a look at what had happened between the 80s and today, or 2012, unfortunately, when Steve Jobs passed, right, in terms of technology. I mean, we all could look back going, oh, my gosh, well, we could have seen this coming. No, I don't think we did. And that's why I want to talk about, you know, some of the technological endangered species coming up. I love talking about endangered species, but especially when it comes to technology. And, you know, medicine is going to be the same way. There's going to be some things that I think the next wave technology, the huge revolution is going to be medical, where you're going to have Star Trek type medical gadgets. I mean, really cool stuff. But, you know, going back to what happened with Steve Jobs, you know, coming up with, you know, the going from like electronic typewriter, early computers to the Apple. And then when he got fired from his old company and let go, you know, how he started to go to music and then, Pixar. I didn't know that he developed Pixar. I had no idea about that. And then smartphones, and then back to computers, and then tablets. I mean, blows your mind how, you know, but what has always still stayed very popular with everybody? Movies, right? That's a pretty stable industry, more stable than medicine. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. And again, big thanks to the Cowboys for giving us some good football this season. Sorry to see them out. All right, so leave me alone. Cut me some slack here. Oregon mothers are really, really excited because beginning this new year, Oregon mothers can take their placentas home after childbirth. Apparently, there's a bunch of new laws that are going to be kicking in the beginning of the year. We'll go through some of them. The moms could take their placenta home. Now, I know the hospital cafeterias are probably freaking out because what are they going to do to make the Jell-O? But that's just something they're going to have to, you know, live with. So I guess in some cultures, many people will actually eat the placenta, or they'll bury it, or they'll, I don't know, memorialize it or something. And the reason why certain cultures do that is because it's supposed to be, I guess, helpful to the baby's life, to the mom's life, etc. And so there have been some cases, I guess, in the past where it was technically illegal, right, you know, to take home medical waste. But now in Oregon, you will be able to take your placenta home. Now, I've told you guys what I thought of the placenta, right? I've talked to you guys about the placenta code, Right, we've talked about that. Yep. Okay. You know how you open up a package, and most have instructions in them, right? You open up a toy and there's some instructions in them. Well, the baby, okay? When the baby comes out, where's the instructions? Well, there's no piece of paper that's folded up. The instructions are on the placenta. That's how I look at it. So the placenta comes out and there's supposed to be some code. You're supposed to put your hands on it and be able to read between all the little sulci and rugae and all the other stuff that's going on there. And I guess the mom is supposed to do something with that placenta. We haven't figured out. Everybody wants to know what's the meaning of life. I bet the meaning of life is in that placenta. All right, but the problem is immediately the placenta gets pulled out of you. I mean, you deliver it. That's the third stage of labor, delivering your placenta. First stage of labor is kind of you going into labor. Second stage is the baby coming out. Third stage is the placenta. I mean, if it gets its own stage of labor, right, maybe even an encore, you'd think it would be significant. But usually we take the placenta, right, after we cut the cord, we look at the cord, we examine the cord, the umbilical arteries, the umbilical veins, then we plop the sucker, and boy, does it make a plopping sound. And usually some little blue sterile bin or some stainless steel bin, and it immediately gets rushed out. And I always thought it's because it went to the, you know, hospital cafeteria. Why doesn't the mom get to sit there and handle it, close her eyes and Ouija board the sucker to figure out if there's a code and to determine what the hell to do with the baby? But the placenta's gone. The nurses are there cleaning up the baby and Apgar scoring it and sucking out the meconium that's stuck in its nose and mouth and then cleaning out all that vermix white stuff all over the place, right? And then hands you the baby, the gooey baby that kind of looks at you with this mouth open, you know, in the eyes. And, you know, you're supposed to then stick it on your breast while everybody's around you cleaning up and sewing up the episiotomy. And you never get a chance to get the instructions, and then you're expected to know what the hell to do with this little booger. And we wing it. You know, we've winged it. My mom winged it. Her mom winged it. Dad's wing it. I mean, we wing it, and for the most part, we do well. But what if the instructions are in that placenta? So I kind of, you know, when I first heard that, I'm like, really? People are going to take the placenta? I mean, what, do you use a Ziploc bag? Is it in your lunchbox? I have an extra zipper compartment in my purse, right? I mean, where do you stick? How do you take it home? But some people really want to make placenta pie when they get home. Let them do it. I say, I mean, it's their property, you know, already, right? Don't the hospitals already take, you know, your wallet, your insurance card, your driver's license? Okay, do they really need your placenta? I mean, I want to know next, where's the mucus plug? When you pass that sucker, where the hell is that? And what are they using that for? You know, I always get nervous when a lab ever loses specimens, like urine and blood, etc. I'm like, where the hell did it go and who has it? Okay? I mean, you know, things just don't sit in a garbage can. I worry that somebody's going to sprinkle it all on a crime scene, which is why if any time you guys think that you have lost a lab specimen, all right, I would say contact the police. Let's say you lose your mucus plug, or let's say, I don't know, you had a self-session, wet dream, something, okay, but you can't locate the goods, contact the police. I'm serious about this, because there's DNA. And I'll get from a lab, they go, we never got the specimen. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? You guys picked up the specimen last Thursday. Okay, where's the patient's results? I don't know. We don't have the specimen. It must have gotten lost in transport. Okay, if the specimen got lost in transport, where's the vial of blood? Okay, I usually let the patient know that the specimen got lost and that it could be currently sprinkled on some crime scene. Let the police know. Just a thought, people, right? Same thing goes with your mucus plugs in your placenta. Just a thought. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, let's look at some of these other new laws in 2014. This is being reported by USA Today. In Arkansas, voters must show a photo ID at polling places, but in Virginia, voters could register online for the first time. In Colorado, if you're 16, you can pre-register to vote, but you can't vote till you're 18. So I don't really understand why you would pre-register when you're 16. I don't know. Jury duty? No, I don't think you could be on a jury. I don't know. California students must be allowed to play school sports and use school bathrooms based on their gender identity, but not their birth identity. So if you are a transsexual girl that wants to be on football, varsity football, boys football, okay, in California, you must be allowed to play sports. Now, and then same thing with the gender identity bathrooms. And we've talked about some of the legal ramifications that could come from this. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, my favorite bathroom ever are those family bathrooms or those unisex bathrooms, because then I could bring my kids in there with me if I had to. And it's great. I didn't have to, you know, worry about the kids being in the bathroom by themselves. I didn't have to be in the bathroom by myself. So I love the whole family bathroom, unisex bathroom. So either male or female. I really dig that. So I'm fine with the whole bathroom situation, but where the legal ramifications are going to be is if you have an eighth grade boy transsexual go into the first grader's girl's bathroom because he's on that side of the school, will that be an issue for parents? Or if you have a transsexual girl who wants to be on the boys' football team, doesn't make the team, family claims it's because she's transgender, are there going to be ramifications and do, you know, what do the coaches do? Okay. I mean, you know, we know, I mean, coaches and, you know, scouts, I mean, they pick who they want on their team for, I mean, you know, regardless of political issues. I mean, they want to pick who they want to pick for their team. I don't know if that's going to then later be an issue where somebody wants to be on their team that's transgender, doesn't make the cut. You know, I mean, there's all sorts of legal ramifications for that. All right. So we'll see. Okay. In Oregon, again, the new mothers, according to USA Today, will be able to take the placentas home from the hospital because placentas are supposed to have positive health benefits. Now, another new state law bans smoking in motor vehicles when kids are present. So you're not allowed to smoke in your car if you have a kid in the car. Minimum wage increases. We probably need to talk about that. Multiple states, their minimum wage is going to go up. Connecticut's going to go up to $8.70 an hour. New Jersey, $8.25. New York, Rhode Island, $8. And then in 9 other states, the minimum wage is just going to rise as it's indexed to inflation. Let me see. Colorado adults age 20 or older are going to now be able to buy recreational marijuana from a state-licensed retail store. Let me see what else is going on. Let me see. I mean, the medical marijuana, not the medical marijuana, the recreational marijuana is going to be a big topic. And, you know, I'm foreseeing, and we've talked about this, and predicting that marijuana is going to be implemented into these new healthcare system, where we're going to be using marijuana for high blood pressure, for pain control, anxiety, as we're starting to push less pharmaceuticals, and as everybody's anti-doctor and anti-pharmaceutical company, not that you should group the pharmaceutical companies and the doctors together because they really don't usually work synergistically by any means, but still, there's going to be a push if marijuana is cheaper to use marijuana, because there, you know, we've found that many people that take marijuana don't seem to use the pharmaceuticals. So I predict we'll see that. Not that I'm a huge fan of that, but that's one of my predictions. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we're talking about the rockin' pneumonia, the boogie woogie flu. We need to also talk about the swine flu. But before that, I just want to thank you guys. My website has gotten updated, and I know my website, it was long overdue to do that. So please check it out. While we are evolving it, the guest book, unfortunately, with all everything you guys wrote and checked in with and told us where you guys were listening from, it doesn't look like the website builder through my, I guess, website company, I don't think they transferred it. And it's a shame because I loved your guys' comments and your well wishes and your support. So for those of you who signed my guest book, thank you. Our website now is going to be linked more towards you being able to ask questions and me answering them. So we're working on that. So please check that out. We're also going to be working on an on-demand, get our on-demand button back. I'm working on that with Ty. and the GCN crew to get that back so you guys could listen from my website again. In the meantime, I know many of you are upset that we haven't had that on-demand feature. Just go to GCNLive.com to get my show. In the meantime, until we get that all set up for you guys, okay? Don't forget we have an iPhone app and an Android app. Please download that. All right, so they say 10 states are now reporting widespread seasonal flu activity, according to the CDC. We know that, all right? But we are seeing H1N1 again. Activity has been reported in Alabama, Alaska, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, New York, Pennsylvania, Texas, Virginia, and Wyoming, according to the CDC's weekly flu advisory report. But this is the advisory report the week before Christmas, so I know we're a little bit ahead of that now. But the CDC's definition of widespread is that 50% of the state's counties are reporting outbreaks of flu. It doesn't really address the severity of this particular flu strain yet, but they talk about the incidence and the outbreaks, which makes sense because sometimes you can't tell the severity until weeks into it. But they said the emergence of swine flu being the most prevalent type of the virus being seen this year is kind of interesting. Now, remember, swine flu, we saw the return of it in 2009. It originally hit back in the 50s, which is why we didn't see a lot of older people get affected in 2009 like we would have expected, because many people back in the 50s when they were in high school ended up being afflicted with it, therefore building up some sort of immunity. It was very interesting. But still, swine flu could kill, even if you were exposed to it before. But swine flu now is already a part of our flu vaccine. I mean, ever since we got hit in 2009, we've been putting it into our flu vaccine. So if you guys were vaccinated with the flu vaccine, the trivalent, then you already were vaccinated against H1N1. Remember, the flu vaccines are usually about 66% effective. So just because you got the flu shot doesn't mean you're not going to get the flu, but it's a huge protector. And for those of you going, wait, 66%, that's a D. You're right, it is a D, but it's still pretty good. Last year alone, 381,000 people were hospitalized. From what we understand, I think about 169 children died from flu. CDC estimates that flu vaccination did prevent, however, 6.6 million illnesses last year, 3.2 million doctor visits, and at least 79,000 hospitalizations. I know some of you think that us doctors are upset about that because it doesn't give us work. No. Trust me, okay? We don't want you to get the flu. We would rather be on vacation this week. You guys realize that? Everybody thinks doctors are so happy because they get to benefit from people being sick. No, we do not, okay? We can't take vacation when people are sick. So, no, we don't benefit at all. I would like to right now, if I could, be in Hawaii, right? I wouldn't wear a bathing suit because I'd have to shave my legs, you know, because I only like to shave my legs during the summer. But still, that's neither here nor there. I would really like to be in Hawaii right now. I really don't want to be seeing people sick and worried that they'd be going to the hospital. But I'm here. This is what I do, and I'm glad to do it. I love being at work helping people, but I'm not happy to see them sick. So get that out of your minds while you guys are trying to think doctors are all evil, okay? We are not evil. Now, speaking of evil, I think some of these bacteria are evil. You know? All right? I mean, when you get mad with the whole Obamacare thing and your deductibles, you're going to get mad at the doctor. No, it's not us. Get mad at the deductibles. Get mad at Obamacare. Don't get mad at us. Same thing. When you guys get sick, you get mad at the doctor. Don't get mad at the doctor. Get mad at the pathogens. So Streptococcus pneumonia and Streptococcus pyogenes. All right? I know. Pyogenes. Ah! Anyway, these are two very common bacteria that are implicated in many serious and not so serious infections being reported by the Global Dispatch. They say that strep pneumonia and strep pyogenes can persist on surfaces for a lot longer than thought, thanks to researchers from the University of Buffalo looking at this. Apparently, they say, if you want to know what the paper's called so you guys could run out and get it, it's called Biofilm Formation Enhances Formite Survival of Strep Pneumonia and Strep Pyogenes. You got that? Okay. And it's published in the ASM journal Infection and Immunity. Okay, no, please, guys, don't trip over yourselves trying to get the paper, please. Okay, so researchers say the findings suggest that additional precautions may be necessary to prevent infections, especially at schools, daycare centers, and hospitals. And some of you are like, well, what's this strep pyogene, strep pneumonia? Strep pneumonia could cause ear infections, could cause pneumonia, could cause sepsis. So, the streptococcal bacteria, the streptococci, all right, can be pretty serious stuff. Okay? That's why cocci, right? There, it just, whenever you hear cocci, gonococci, right? The gonococcus? Gonorrhea? Yeah, you see? Serious. Okay, not that that causes gonorrhea, but if you guys freak out when you hear gonococcus, you should freak out also when you hear streptococcus. Okay? And you know, I had talked to you guys a lot about hepatitis C a while back because I think there was some scare. It wasn't the Dr. Desai colonoscopy scare. It was, I think, something else that was happening even before that we talked about with the hepatitis C. And a lot of people don't realize that the hepatitis C virus itself could live on inanimate objects. We talked about HIV. You know, when I was in training, HIV lived, I guess they clocked in at about like 4 minutes on an inanimate object. You know, like sitting there on a needle, right? You know, sitting there, you know, but bacteria have an easier time to sit on surfaces more than viruses. But hepatitis C had been found to live for months. That scared the hell out of us. Now, I know some of you are like, well, I'm not going to have sex with an object sitting there. I'll wash it off first. No, no, no. I'm not worried about you guys having sex with something. I'm worried about something being introduced into your blood system accidentally, like getting a tattoo or when you get your nails done. I've talked about how hepatitis could be spread in some of these nail salons if the nail staff do not use sterilized equipment on you. And if you see them use something where they're kind of digging underneath your nails, et cetera, because a lot of us bleed when we go to the nail place. I don't anymore because my nails now are thick and strong. Thank God. I love where I go. Where I go is really safe. They autoclave everything. I go to CQ Nails in Las Vegas. But there was a time years ago where before my nails got strong again because I used so much antibacterial soap that my nails would thin. And anytime anything would happen, I would always bleed or cut or something. Not to mention going in, you know, to get your nails done with hang nails and things like that, you introduce areas where hepatitis could come. So I had my own equipment. So I would come in and I would bring my own stuff. And usually most nail salons will cater to that. Just, you may want to ask them what to purchase because they can only do so much. I mean, you can't sit there and bring a bone saw in and expect them to cut your nails. I mean, they're going to cut your nails the way they know how. But then buy your own equipment. Because just in case it's a salon that doesn't autoclave everything, you could be at risk. It's pretty important stuff. So just because something was sitting there on the outside surface, now we all know that things like toilet seats, cell phones, computer mouses, we know there's bacteria on everything. And part of the reason why things colonize is because they can. So we've known things could colonize, okay? But when we're talking about something like strep, all right? I mean, has strep always been there? Or has strep mutated to be strong enough to be able to sit there on these inanimate objects? And we're now going to be talking about predictions for healthcare and in the future and certain endangered tech species coming up. You know, as we're dealing with antibiotic resistance and antibiotics starting to become endangered, it's an important subject to know that stuff could be lurking around that, you know, may not be able to be treated. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know,
improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The Freeze-Dry Guy, that's who. The Freeze-Dry Guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The Freeze-Dry Guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
Again, I know. Lord have mercy. All right, guys. Happy New Year, everybody. Hope you all had a phenomenal Christmas. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Please, again, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Make sure to go to my website and you can leave comments there. You can ask me medical questions, anything you want. Just love being able to talk to you guys and still communicate with you. I miss my guest book on my website where you guys would kind of write and sign in, and that was so cool. But, you know, things had to change, right? We got technology. So I'm looking at the endangered tech list. right, that are going, that you think actually should be around forever, that aren't. All right, and here are the top 10 endangered technologies. Number one will be alarm clocks. Of course, people can use their phones. Then they say stand-alone satellite navigators, sat-navs. Maybe I don't really think I even have one of those, but I don't know. Maybe your TV takes over that. I don't know. Your iPod docks. Okay, remember we used to have to dock those, right? Then flip cameras. Flip cameras are going to be... Remember when the flip camera came? I still think that's new. I got one. Here I am thinking I'm totally cool, right? You know, because I now have a flip camera. I guess flip cameras are supposed to be obsolete. Blu-ray players are going to be obsolete. DVD players are going to be endangered. Watches. You're seeing less and less people with a watch. BlackBerry, we know what's been happening to that. The TV remote control. Because we are going to have smart TVs that are going to be able to, I guess, figure out our motion, the way we're moving our hands, etc. I know, that's incredible. See, I wonder if they'll also be able to read our face, right? Let's say some show comes on that you really stink, you know, that really stinks. You know, I'm a big fan of Glee. But there was a scene that just was really, I guess, a little too much, you know, because I let the kids watch Glee with me because we like the singing. And I guess one of the guys was in bondage from another guy on the Christmas special of Glee. And I kind of cringed and I'm like, kids, get out of here. I can't let you watch this. And, you know, because, I mean, they don't, you know, we're sitting there waiting for the Christmas music because I love Glee Christmas music. So I wonder if the TV is going to see us cringe. And then immediately switch it, like, you know, the horrified mommy look. Like, I'm watching regular national television, and I didn't realize it was going to be rated R, right, so to speak. And then small portable TVs, right? Remember you'd go to the beach, and you'd bring a TV? I never understood that. You're going to the beach to go to the beach. Why would you bring a television set just to watch Gilligan Island reruns? But the thing is whoever I dated at the time was really into Gilligan's Island reruns and things like that. So, you know, we brought a TV. I don't understand it. All right. But, you know, it blows your mind how things are going to be obsolete. Now, you know, I read this one article. I think it's a blog. I don't know if it's an article. Where I guess somebody was predicting that, you know, doctors are going to have to be less reliant on pharmaceutical companies, et cetera. I don't have it in front of me, but, you know, we're looking at some of the health predictions. Not a lot of health predictions when it comes to, shall we say, in terms of gadgets for this next year. Okay, I'll talk about what I think is going to come up in the future. But in terms of this year, I don't really know much more, with the exception of, like, a lot of stem cell research, a lot more building organs that they're going to do, which I think is really, really cool. Working on how to fight superbugs. I know that's going to probably be the forefront of this year. But I guess the biggest concern is going to be how to navigate through healthcare. You know, I was reading today that I guess there's going to be a whole bunch of new codes. They say apparently they're going to be adding thousands upon thousands of new codes. What the hell is going on there? So I guess now we have a new set of computerized codes. So when I use 401.1 for high blood pressure or 300.0 for anxiety, there's going to be all these new codes that we need to come up with. To me, that's a waste of money, but they claim that's going to save money. Well, all right, fine. Fine, if that's what they think. All right. See, to me, every time they add codes, we have to spend money. We have to upgrade our software. We have to retrain billing staff. We have to, it costs money. And I don't see how the codes save money. I think the codes are stupid, by the way. We've talked about that. If I see you, right, for gonorrhea, vaginitis, exposure to AIDS, a breast tumor, prostatitis, swollen testicle, why the hell does the insurance company need to know the exact reason I saw you? It's none of their gosh darn business. Where the hell is your privacy? Why aren't you guys having an issue with that? Why are you letting this whole code system be? I mean, I've been complaining. I mean, here we are. We have all these HIPAA rules where, you know, we're not allowed to say your name in the waiting room, right? We're supposed to, like, if you're Bob Smith, right, your number is 00543AXB ampersand sign hashtag F. And then you come out and you go, oh, that's me. I'm 0098B, whatever. Yeah, you know, no. I mean, we've already taken away so much of the personalization of medicine with all the HIPAA, right? You know, if you wanna know how your grandma's doing across the country, no one's allowed to talk to you over the phone because of HIPAA. And I get that, all right. But then, here your rectal abscess code is being spewed all over the third floor of the building where the insurance company is. And you know, do we process this claim? Is it a pre-existing condition? Ask him if his rectal abscess is a pre-existing condition. How many people are up in your rectal abscess in terms of a code? Where the hell is your protection and your privacy? Now they're coming up with new codes? If the doctor sees you and you see and you go to a doctor, it gets paid. The only code is what level of work was done. And that's the only code needed. Not what and if pre-existing condition, the whole purpose of the codes is that an insurance company could exclude you based on pre-existing conditions. Well, no, now if pre-existing conditions are not a part of Obamacare and the new healthcare system, then why the hell do we need the code? Well, Dr. Dahlia, we need to know if the MRI is worthy of... Wait a second. Are you judging me? Who is deciding if the MRI is necessary? And if the diagnosis code is worthy of the MRI? Well, we have hired the most highly trained staff. No. Did any of them go to medical school? Are any of them nurse practitioners, RNs, dentists, physical therapists, pharmacists? I'll take their opinion. Who is making this decision? Now, we are seeing more and more doctors behind the decision, okay, which is great. Right? But, you know, if they're hiring staff and who are not medically trained, and they're the ones making the decision that you don't get the MRI or not, why? Because of your rectal abscess code? Now, mind you, we usually don't MRI for rectal abscess, but you know where I'm getting at. You really don't have the privacy to begin with. All right, so I guess that's not changing, which should be. All right? They want, some people predict that we're going to start having caps on medical coverage, which is something that we predicted that the government wants. If you have pneumonia, your insurance or government is only going to pay X amount. And whether you go to the ER, the doctor, get an X-ray, go to the pharmacy for medication, need home health services to come and do pulmonary toilet on you, it's just all the same money. And some people like that. They really dig that. They think it's great because then nobody charges any more money than what's warranted. But then on the flip side, how do you know what's warranted? Which means if you go over by one day or 2 days or 3 days, who's going to take care of you? So I'm a little nervous about that, and that's a prediction. Let me see, to talk about market caps, things like that. When we come back in the next hour, I'm going to be reading. I read this to you guys every year. This is really, really cool. So many of you guys have already heard this. Where back in December 1900, from the Ladies' Home Journal, they predicted what would be going on in the year 2000. This is brilliant. When you look at how close they are, right? 113 years ago, all right? What they thought things would be like by the year 2000. So I'm going to go over that. That's pretty cool. But what I predict is we're going to see some really cool in the future Star Trek type stuff. Scanning your body, little robots going into your body and delivering medicine. Cool stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockitPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockitPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockitPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.